Well, I will offer some guidance tonight. And it's called, this practice is called the Four Heavenly Messages. And it will be a chance for you to practice with the shorthand for each of the four Brahma Viharas, with the kind of message they would say upon meeting a being or meeting ourself. Heavenly messages, messages of the Brahma Viharas. So I'm just going to talk about the last one. We've given more attention, obviously, to metta so far, and a little bit compassion. The others are implied. But to talk about equanimity a tiny bit. So, a recap. Upeka. Don't know if you have said this on the first night, but the word in Pali has the connotation, upeka, of seeing from a great view, seeing from a great height. Right? You see the lay of the land. You see all the conditions that have come to make things as they are. You have a really big view. And so the kinds of classical phrases when practicing equanimity, when we're being with another being, let's say equanimity in the face of suffering, we would practice with a phrase like, I care about your pain, and conditions are coming together in your life right now that cannot be taken away by my goodwill. Right? Now, that doesn't mean we don't act. It doesn't mean anything other than you also see, along with your care, you see the great view, which enables you to what? Not push and pull on that. And then we're actually going to be more skillful in response. You all know probably how pushing and pulling on others doesn't seem to work. So then when we would be practicing it ongoingly, they're the kinds of phrases we would use. But tonight we're going to have a shorthand. So if this is the view, it sees how conditions have come to be. Things cannot be other than they are in this moment. Right? Then what does that imply as a relational stance, a relational posture? It implies that I don't need to push and pull you. The stance is I will not push and pull you. I see that you are actually perfectly intact. You're perfectly intact. Doesn't mean there isn't suffering, doesn't mean there isn't potentially response or action that's needed, but you don't see essentially that there's something wrong. Because you see conditions have come to be and it cannot be other right in this moment. And then the care and the skill and compassion have more malleability. More imagination can come into responsiveness, more skill. So I'm going to tell you the four shorthands. Please put them in your language that is closest to your heart, or that works for this. And they imply each of the four Brahma Viharas. So I'm going to offer them. Just imagine right now that we're not quite beginning, we're nearly beginning. But imagine, as I offer them, that you're able to see yourself in this way, or that aspect of you that is popping up today. Or yeah, imagine you were gazed upon, seen, related to in this way. Do you know the word intact? Does that translate easily? Intact? Does anyone not quite know intact? It's even funny in English, really. You would say it about something that isn't broken, basically. It's intact. It's just put together, huh?
Yeah. Akustikematon.
Ehyt, ehyä, ehyä.
Sounds like subtle distinctions, I'm thinking.
Intact koskematon.
It's complete, but it implies that there's nothing missing, actually. It's complete, it's fitted together in just the right way. Not because we're not saying that suffering's okay, but we're saying it can't have been fitted together in any other way in this moment. Nice. So just imagine that opening your energy body availability as if these four heavenly messages, and you can imagine that you could say this to yourself. If you want, you can imagine and play with four heavenly messengers, four images of love, or one, doesn't matter. So Metta says, my friend, Karuna says, I care about your pain. Mudita says, I delight in your beingness. And Upeka says, and I will not push and pull on you. I see that you are perfectly intact. And let's just spend a little time with that last one. We'll go in via a chant, a kind of chant that takes us to kind of the cooling that equanimity brings, the balance and the cooling to this, not to this love, it is an aspect of love actually. It's needed for love to be love. This is the one, well, and also delight, but we'll get there. Sometimes people say, oh my goodness me, God, I could drink that in to be able to see that I am intact, to relate to myself and parts of myself in that way. What's the effect? Oh. So I'll guide us in now. We can chant or listen to the chant, a traditional chant, Gate Gate, which means gone. And it's a funny word, right? But it's a kind of gone, there's many kinds of gone. This is, what is gone? It's the pushing and pulling. And when the pushing and pulling goes, other things can go. And what it's referring to classically is the gone beyond of the Buddha, the thus gone beyond. So the words are gate, gate, gone, gone, paragate, parasamgate. I think it's gone, gone, gone beyond, really gone beyond. Bodhi, swaha, awakening. Swaha is like amen. It's like a kind of affirmative, I understand. Gate gate, paragate, parasamgate, bodhi, swaha. We'll chant that and then I'll guide us into, you can imagine, I'll offer the phrases, you can imagine you offering it to yourself, surrounding yourself with these views, these ways of looking. Or imagining others, figures of love, figures of each of these four heavenly abidings are seeing you in just this way. Normally we would have a bell in the Gata Gata chant, let's just see it. And that works. It doesn't mean stop during the chant. Bhavate. I'll do the melody with my hand first. Paragate. It's quite a concentration exercise because one hasn't got the sam and one has. Parasangate. I'm going to start a bit lower actually. It's the same, isn't it? Gate. Gate. God. no desire to pull. Gate. It is their delight. Gate. To see this creature of creation. Paragate. It could not be otherwise. Parasangate. Bodhisvaha. It is their love. Gate. To see that you do not.
Gate.
Need in any way to be.
Paragate.
Other than you are in this moment.
Parasangate.
In your beingness.
Parasangate.
And I see you are perfectly intact.
Bodhisvaha.
I have no desire to push and pull on you.
Gate.
That desire does not arise in me.
Gate. Paragate.
And yes, I care about your pain.
Parasangate.
Finding your way with your own soul's imagination, if you wish, to enter a cathedral, a temple, this room, a divine yurt, a holy glade in the forest, a place where these ways of looking surround you and see you. With a light touch. My friend. And the touch of the messages somehow seems to come on a bridge. Or with a texture that is so light that we trust it. somehow. Somehow something in us lets it in, maybe. My friend, let it in if you wish. Even just a little bit. My friend. Maybe there's a gesture from you to yourself or from the whoever is the emissary of these divine abidings. Maybe it's you that's the emissary. I care about your pain. I delight that you are here. And I will let you be as you are, where you are. I will not push you or pull you. Maybe there's one of the phrases that you want to linger with. Like, oh yeah, I want to drink that way of looking. Oh yeah, that touches my thirst. Or maybe there's that spot where you just let it in a little bit and push away the rest. And somehow that too is welcome. Or maybe it reaches in. To a place that wants to be touched. Spend some minutes with all four or just one. What do you want to hear? What does your body and soul want to hear? if you're confused or overwhelmed by too many options, then I offer you this one. Lay a place at your table for a being in front of you, and one behind you, and one to your right, and one to your left. No one has to appear there, but they might. And imagine from in front comes the metta saying, "My friend, and from the left comes the compassion. I care about your pain." And from the right comes delight. I delight in your beingness. And from behind, I see you are perfectly intact. And if doubt arises, it's welcome. Put that on the table as well. Hatred and distrust of metta arises, that is welcome. Let it be seen. Grief arises, at the lack of delight, that is welcome, and is on the way home. Staying steady, and letting the four heavenly messages help you stay steady. spend another minute with yourself. Seeing yourself or being seen. And if you would like to take it another step, then you could bring to mind someone in your life where there is some suffering. And maybe playing with or experimenting with the pair of messages of compassion and equanimity. You can by all means experiment with the others, but sometimes just pairing those together can be such a helpful training. To let the equanimity support the compassion, not to fall into its near enemy of grief or fear or pity. Or distress. My friend, I care about your pain. And I see that conditions have come together in your life that cannot be taken away by my goodwill. That things cannot be other than they are in this moment. And I care about your pain. And practice with that for a few minutes if you wish, and keep sensing the effects in your own body and heart. It's hard to remember the phrase. You can use the shorthand. And I will not push and pull you. And I care about your pain.